AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Vice President Kamala Harris, now the official Democratic nominee for president. Harris's nomination secured late Monday night after a five-day round of online voting by DNC delegates. Harris and her new, yet-to-be-named running mate are expected at a rally in Philadelphia Tuesday night. Meantime, still so many questions over why President Biden left the race instead of continuing to fight criticism over his age. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi denying to ABC News she added pressure, but admitted,
I wasn't asking him to step down. I was asking for a campaign that would win. And I wasn't seeing that on the horizon.
Now it's up to Harris to go head-to-head against former President Trump. At the Tokyo Stock Exchange overnight, trading roaring back to life with the Nikkei seeing a record-breaking gain after Monday's massive sell-off of U.S. stocks. The Dow started off down more than 1,000 points, while the NASDAQ and tech stocks got hit the hardest. This is ABC News. On day 10 of the Olympics in Paris, gymnast Simone Biles won the silver in the individual floor exercise, the 11th Olympic medal of her career. But Brazil's Rebeca Andrade earned the gold.
Overall, I think it was a disappointing day in gymnastics. So today was the final day of artistic gymnastics for women. We had the beam final and the floor final. In the beam final, it was Suni Lee and Simone, and both of them fell off the beam. So to our disappointment, they did not make the podium in the beam final. They then moved on to the floor final. That was Simone and Jordan Chiles. And they did place. You know, they got the silver and the bronze. They did amazing, of course. But Rebeca Andrade, the Brazilian superstar, is the one who got the gold.
ABC's Inez de la Catara. Later on Tuesday, the NTSB will hold a two-day hearing into a blowout on the side of a Boeing 737 MAX airliner. The board will hear from witnesses and investigators looking into the January 5th incident on an Alaska Airlines flight. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is preparing for flooding. More than 3 inches of rain could fall overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning in some parts of the state. A flood watch is in effect for an area stretching from Portage and Columbus southeast to the Milwaukee area. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
All systems go in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers put on a show over the weekend on family night. Jordan Love signing autographs for fans and doing interviews.
Training camp has been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great. I'm very excited about what we got building and just a lot of those guys, you know, taking that next step and building on what we did last year. So I'm very excited.
The biggest question is still at kicker. Anders Carlson went 8-for-9 after going 3-for-6 earlier in the week. Greg Joseph, 7-for-9 family night. The Packers have signed another kicker, Jonathan Garibay, who's kicked for the Dallas Cowboys and in the UFL. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3. Milwaukee has now lost 3 straight series. Today, they travel to Atlanta, where they'll play the Braves tomorrow night.
I love this team, guys, and I'm not going to start criticizing them for making youthful mistakes or for hitting balls hard and not having to be timely hitting.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms developing in the overnight. We'll see some heavy rainfall and some flooding concerns as well. Light east winds, lower 60s at daybreak. Showers and storms the first half of your Tuesday. Still some heavy rainfall, then mostly sunny near 70. It's 66 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell. And from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So far, no vice presidential pick. And here it is, what, 2 o'clock on the West Coast, I think, or on the East Coast, rather. It's 11 o'clock here on the West Coast. So, the indications I'm seeing are that we'll probably hear tonight. But, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out who the, you know, tomorrow we'll know. And I think it's going to be a very interesting program tomorrow to discuss this. Meanwhile, over on Daily Kos, Ruxengroink is writing, is the New York Times purposely getting stuff wrong? And you know, this is, first off, you know, the New York Times is just relentlessly pounding on Joe Biden, and principally about his age. Now, arguably, there's some legitimacy to that, but they weren't similarly pounding on Donald Trump about, you know, hey, the list is like 35 things long, right? You know, his criminality or his age. He's 78, and he's, you know, forgetting things and losing his train of thought in his rallies all the time, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But anyhow, Donald Trump came out on his Nazi-infested social media site, his failing Nazi-infested social media site yesterday, the day before, and said that because Joe Biden is no longer the candidate, he no longer has an obligation to debate the Democratic candidate on September 10th on ABC. Now, first off, somebody came out, you know, found the actual contract, and the contract doesn't have names in it. It doesn't say Donald Trump will debate Joe Biden. It says the Republican nominee will debate the Democratic nominee because the contract was written before the conventions. And, you know, anything can happen, right? So, number one, Trump was wrong, or he lied, or both. Number two, Trump said, but I will debate Kamala Harris on Fox News with my choice of moderators and with the stipulation that they not fact-check me, which I guess is implicit because it's Fox News, right? So Harris immediately said, I'll be there on September 10th on ABC because that's what we agreed to. And, so Trump just throws this BS thing out. Fox News says, we don't know anything about this. This is just, you know, Trump talking through his hat, right? And what the headline should say is Trump backs out of agreed to debate with Harris, right? That would be the logical headline. Or even to point out that, you know, he wants a poison pill. He will only debate her on Fox News with correspondents that he knows will take his side over every dispute. But instead, the headline that the New York Times ran was Trump proposes a Fox News debate with Harris on September 4. Well, yeah, he did, but she didn't accept it. And the headline, and then the subhead, Mr. Trump's post on social media, the debate would take place in Pennsylvania, crucial battleground state. This is not how a journalist would report this story, a real journalist. And it's not how a real newspaper would report this study. I mean, you know, this is a 13-paragraph story in the New York Times. And we didn't get to this part of it until the 12th out of 13 paragraphs, number 12. It was unclear early Saturday whether Ms. Harris had agreed to the debate and its terms. It should be, by the way, Vice President Harris. Representatives of her campaign did not respond to requests for comments. A spokeswoman for Fox News also did not respond to questions. Well, you know, she has since said, no, I'm not going to do that. Trump is backing out. So then people got really pissed off at the New York Times and started complaining about it. And so they changed the headline. Now they've changed the headline. Now it's Trump backs out of ABC debate and proposes one with Harris on Fox. And again, you know, not pointing out what's really going on here, which is that Donald Trump is afraid of an actual debate with Kamala Harris. He was perfectly happy to debate Joe Biden because Joe Biden is just a crappy debater. You know, for a whole bunch of reasons that we all know and I don't need to dwell on. But Kamala Harris is not a crappy debater. I mean, she's a former prosecutor. She's very articulate. She knows what she's quick on her feet. She's smart. And she's a powerful black woman, a combination that Donald Trump just can't handle. So, of course, he's going to back up. The other big Donald Trump story this week, or last week, really, and it should be continuing into this week, but it seems like the media has already moved on from it, is that the FBI was investigating a $10 million bribe from Egyptian dictator el-Sisi to Donald Trump in cash. And that bribe came along around the same time that Donald Trump loaned his own campaign $10 million. Or maybe gave it. I'd have to go back and look. And then Donald Trump made el-Sisi one of the first people he invited to the White House. One of the first countries he visited was Egypt. Stuff that had never happened before. I mean, you know, he's sucking up to a dictator, a guy who took over his country in the face of a military coup and now runs it with an absolute iron fist. Typically, American presidents first reach out to other small d democratic nations, not dictatorships. So here we have an apparent bribe that was being investigated by the FBI. And then when Bill Barr found out about it, Trump's attorney general, Bill Barr shut down the investigation. Now, this is very much like what Bill Barr did for George Herbert Walker Bush back in 1992 when he was also attorney general for Bush the Elder. Most people don't even realize that Bill Barr was attorney general twice. And what he did on Christmas Eve, 1992, was notorious. I mean, it was a huge story at the time. It was the reason Bill Barr kind of went underground for 20 years and just went back into private practice. Was that the special counsel... Was that Walsh? Yeah, it was Walsh. The special counsel Walsh had identified a campaign diary, a diary from 1980 that was in the possession of George Herbert Walker Bush, that made reference, apparently, to the lieutenant governor, Ben Barnes of Texas, having flown to Paris to meet with representatives of Ayatollah Khomeini to cut a deal where they would supply Iran with spare parts for the American-made F-16s that Iran had, because, you know, the Shah had been getting all his weaponry from the United States, that we would give them all these spare parts and new bombs for their planes, you know, new missiles, in exchange for them holding the hostages during the Carter presidency. And they did. They held them for, I believe it was 444 days. They released them to the minute when Ronald Reagan raised his hand to take the oath with his other hand of the Bible. to take the oath of office. That was the moment that they released the hostages, by way of saying, hey, Reagan, we kept our deal. So Bill Barr was, so here we are 12 years later in 1992, and Lawrence Walsh, the special counsel, has narrowed it down, and he knows where the documents are that will prove not only that Reagan and his people, principally Bill Casey, had conspired with the Iranians to hold the hostages and defeat Carter, deny Carter the presidency, a second term, but also that George Herbert Walker Bush was in on it, that he knew about it. And so Bush was under subpoena. He had to deliver this paper, and he had to deliver it, you know, the last week of December of 1992. Now, this was a month after he had lost the election to Bill Clinton. So he's a lame duck president on his way out, and he's been subpoenaed. He's been, and the court has ordered him to turn over documents that will prove the whole Iran-Contra thing was, you know, a stolen election and treason. So he goes to his attorney general, Bill Barr, and says, what do I do? And Bill Barr says, pardon everybody. Pardon Caspar Weinberger. Pardon, you know, there was five pardons altogether. These five guys had all been convicted of this crime of working with the Iranians to help block the election of Jimmy Carter. They had been convicted. They hadn't been sentenced yet, but they had just been convicted. And up next was George Herbert Walker Bush. He was going to be convicted. And so Bill Barr said, pardon them all, and that's what George Herbert Walker Bush did. And thus, on Christmas Day, 1992, December 25th, a screaming three-line, all-caps headline in the Washington Post, you know, Prosecutor Walsh yells cover-up, Bush pardons Weinberger and four others, you know, and ends the Iran-Contra investigation. I'm paraphrasing from memory. So here we have in Bill Barr, arguably, certainly the most corrupt attorney general of my lifetime. Arguably the most corrupt attorney general in the history of America. And now it turns out that he also shut down this investigation into Donald Trump taking a $10 million bribe from the dictator of Egypt. Keep in mind, Spiro Agnew had to retire from the White House because it came out that he had taken $1 million bribe, just $1 million. From the mob when he was the governor of New Jersey. He had to leave the White House. He had to resign because it was, you know, found that he, and he hadn't even been convicted. It was just, hey, here's the evidence. But Trump is still running for president.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And the GOP is still behind him, and I don't know if the FBI has picked up this investigation that Bill Barr killed or not. It doesn't look like they have. One certainly hopes they have.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be ninja warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
In the distance, the sky turns dark. The storm is brewing, ready to embark. But is the wind twisting and turning? A tornado is coming, leaving its mark. A tornado is calling, what is the name? Sweeping through politics, it's a dangerous game. Voices of the people drowning.
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Vanna in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Vanna, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Listen, I'm calling about Doug Emhoff.
Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris's husband.
Vice President Harris's husband. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not running, obviously, you know, as a candidate. But for some stupid, crazy reason, the media, for the hot pink time, they keep talking about him and his divorces, which was, God, what, about 30 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
They keep talking about his divorce, you know, and I don't know why. I'm not interested in his divorce.
Yeah. Well, here's how weird it gets, Vanna.
Harris, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to add some detail for people who might not know what we're talking about. It turns out that some decades ago, Doug Emhoff was married to somebody else, and they had two daughters or two kids. I believe they're both girls. Who you know, have grown up with Harris, and I'm not sure if they grew up in their house, but they think of Kamala Harris as their mom, and they love her dearly. But anyhow, he had an affair with the teacher at the school, with a teacher at the school where his kids went to school, And as his marriage was on the rocks, you know, when his marriage was failing, he had an affair with a teacher. And it was just a matter of public knowledge. It got, you know, it was part of the divorce. It was no big deal. And, you know, it's ancient history. So now the right wingers just discovered this, apparently. And there was, and one of them, one of these right wing rags had a headline, you know, Kamala Harris's husband has affair with nanny. Well, it wasn't the nanny. It was the teacher at the school. I mean, she was a full grown adult. And so was he. I mean, it's just bizarre. It's like they're what it this is, tells me, yeah. Man, is that they're grasping at straws.
Yes. Yes. I mean, they're picking on the husband, you know, and he's not running for office.
No, no. And he's like, yeah, I did. And I admitted it 30 years ago.
And it tells me they have nothing. You know, they need to be messing with this other guy, Trump.
Yeah.
He's a criminal.
Yeah, there you go. Vanna, well said. Thank you very much for that. And thanks for listening to SiriusXM in Little Rock. Greg in McAllen, Texas. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Doing good. Happy Monday, Tom. It's always a privilege to be on your show.
What's on your mind?
2 points real quick. I need to bring it up. I noticed that the Republicans always talk about how it's very expensive to run and everything and whatnot. I don't know why the Democrats don't bring it when they're campaigning against Republicans. I don't know why they don't mention much, because really, when you think about it, Tom, you know, the Republicans initiated inflation with the COVID. Everything went skyrocketed. You know, maybe I'm wrong on that point.
No, you're absolutely right. And by the way, we had inflation after the pandemic flu in 1918. We had inflation after World War I. We had inflation after World War II. Whenever there is a suppression, and we had inflation coming out of the Great Depression, whenever there is a suppression of demand for more than a year or two, you get a bounce back inflation. And it's normal. It's happened all around the world. You can't blame it on Joe Biden. In fact, he's fixed it. We've got the best inflation numbers in the world right now. The lowest.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm just thinking that maybe the Democrats should campaign more on that when they're talking about, you know, going up telling about everything.
I agree.
And Republicans, you know?
I agree.
And as well.
But it was.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it was Biden who got us out of the. Am I still on? Did I mute or not? I don't. You can hear me. Okay. Yeah, it was Biden who got us out of the inflation, and he really deserves credit for it. I mean, the inflation, you're right, was a result of the pandemic. Greg, thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book.
Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Vice President Kamala Harris, now the official Democratic nominee for president. Harris's nomination secured late Monday night after a five-day round of online voting by DNC delegates. Harris and her new yet-to-be-named running mate are expected at a rally in Philadelphia Tuesday night. Meantime, still so many questions over why President Biden left the race instead of continuing to fight criticism over his age. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi denying to ABC News she added pressure, but admitted,
I wasn't asking him to step down. I was asking for a campaign that would win. And I wasn't seeing that on the horizon.
Now it's up to Harris to go head-to-head against former President Trump. At the Tokyo Stock Exchange overnight, trading roaring back to life with the Nikkei seeing a record-breaking gain after Monday's massive sell-off of U.S. stocks that now started off down more than 1,000 points, while the NASDAQ and tech stocks got hit the hardest. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The lawyer for Devante Mitchell's family says an autopsy shows he died at the hands of four hotel employees in downtown Milwaukee June 30th. Mitchell was held down by four Hyatt employees after an incident at the hotel. Police recommend felony murder charges, but prosecutors said they were waiting for autopsy results before making a decision. Violent crime trends are going down in Milwaukee. The same is true nationwide. Advocates say the trends are encouraging, but the data is limited.
Homicide is influenced by a lot of local factors. In fact, we know that most violence can be isolated to specific neighborhoods within a city. So that it's essential for leaders to take time to analyze and fully understand local crime patterns.
Ernesto Lopez is with the Council on Criminal Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Molly Kearney has left the show Saturday Night Live after two seasons. Kearney is the show's first non-binary cast member ever. On social media, Kearney called their SNL experience a dream come true and looked back fondly. Her exit follows the exit of fellow cast member Punky Johnson, who announced she was leaving the show after four seasons. Johnson also put out a social media message that said, SNL, I love you. What could possibly make shooting a steamy sex scene for a movie even more awkward? When asked what his most embarrassing scene ever to film was by Elle magazine, Josh Hartnett said it was a scene from the 2001 film Pearl Harbor, where he and co-star Kate Beckinsale made love in a parachute. If you haven't already guessed, it was a Michael Bay film. The star of the new film Trap says Beckinsale's one-year-old child and her boyfriend were present during filming. That's enough to give a guy a case of the yips. Among other things. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms developing in the overnight. We'll see some heavy rainfall and some flooding concerns as well. Light east winds, lower 60s at daybreak. Showers and storms the first half of your Tuesday. Still some heavy rainfall, then mostly sunny near 70. Right now it's 64.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber.
your local realtor, friend, and neighbor has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangent with Luke Mathers, and we'll discuss the new Democratic vice presidential candidate. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Potential AGEs from Kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. The dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. To the seas and all the land between. The air we breathe, the waters gleam, and every shade of green. These are gifts we share. They're meant for everyone, but now they try to take them piece by piece, one by one. Stop privatizing the commons. It belongs to us all, from the tallest of the mountains to the rivers as they fall. It's the people's right to the earth and sky. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I want to put a little push back you at you on the popularity and the energy on Kamala going forward here a little bit. And this information comes from my street. And it's not a big pushback because I'm overall optimistic. So, but atypical of a 60s person who only complains, when I bring forward an information to concern, I actually provide a solution. And I've stumbled on a very simple four-word phrase that will cross over and solve the problem that I'm about to bring to you. And this phrase is save Earth, empower woman. Now, I've test flown this on corners and other places, and it is fantastic. It crosses over ages and sexes and colors. It's really, really wonderful. But anyways, I just have a couple of small points on the pushback about the enthusiasm and what people think is going to be a blowout. My observation is that misogyny is multiracial, and Kamala's sex will be an issue. We've already hired a black president, so I don't think her color is going to be the issue. It is absolutely correct if you are picking up enthusiasm on the street of both male and female citizens in support of Kamala, but I'm not picking up anybody who wouldn't have voted for Biden or anybody else. So I'm not seeing any new
voters. Well, I was predicting Biden was going to win.
I
think that, you know, frankly, you know, if Biden was still the nominee and if he was drooling, he would still win. I think America is just sick and tired of Donald Trump and his weirdness and J.D. Vance and his eyeliner. And I mean, just the whole thing. It's just they're just.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, along comes Bob Kennedy with a worm in his brain and a dead bear.
Right.
I mean, it's like the weird level is beyond anything I ever thought we'd see in American politics.
Right. But, Tom, I have a couple of other points of view. I think that Biden may have won, too. I'm not sure. But I'm talking, that's, to me, they've got the popular vote locked up. It's those critical states that we're talking about.
Of course.
And here's something. Yeah, and here's something, Tom, that you may push back at me at, but I'm very well aware and have made the point with you before that Netanyahu did not want Biden, and that the issue of Israel-Gaza is very important to the youth. I went outside high schoolers, and they talk to me. The youth talk to me. And so that's going to be a pretty big deal. And so in the VP selection, at the risk of being called anti-Semitic, I think Shapiro will be a problem with the youth. Because
only if they only judge him based on his being Jewish. I mean, he is outspokenly opposed to Netanyahu, and he is in favor of a two-state solution. And so I think he can actually speak with more authority to that issue than a guy who's not Jewish.
I will accept your point in the situation. However, that is sort of the intellectual side down, and I'm talking about the kids who are just coming in and reacting to this emotional.
I get it.
We all vote on emotion. So,
there are many people who are reacting to the fact that he's Jewish and assuming that because he's Jewish, he must be there, therefore gung ho.
I agree, I'm simply reacting because I want to win, Tom.
Yeah,
okay,
so do
that's
I.
My reaction,
and I guarantee
period.
You, Robin, this is as much as nobody will say it out loud. This is part of the calculus that they're considering is, you know, to what extent is anti-Semitism going to play a role if Josh Shapiro is the vice president? I don't know the answer
right,
to that. You don't know the answer to that. But I'm guessing that some of the people in the Harris campaign do know the answer to that because they've probably been polling the hell out of it for the last 2 weeks.
Well, okay, so that's my poll. My poll from the street says that there may be a problem.
Yeah.
But anyways, the other thing is that my feeling is Waltz is the guy, without any question.
No, I agree. I like Waltz the most. I think he's I love his policies. Robin, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Dwayne in Petaluma, California. Hey, Dwayne, what's on your mind today?
Quick on Reagan, if I may. If I recall, the first or second law he signed when he became governor basically provided a subsidy for people who own fire hazard property, a few lots over Malibu with grass fires coming up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we're facing the consequences of that law now with people having built houses all over California in places that they never should have built.
Oh, interesting. So he was basically sucking up to wealthy people? Was that the deal?
Yeah, you got it. And the other thing on the Supremes, the most corrupt Supreme Court we've had, I would suggest that we need to take a look at the original method of dispute resolution, the courts, back with our first Constitution. And where we randomly chose from a list of people that were proposed by the states, and we could copy that.
Is that part of the Articles of Confederation?
Yeah, and
I didn't know that.
It's very similar. Well, each state proposed three names, so we had 30.
Is that called sortition, as I recall?
And then you would choose one that you thought was fair, and the other people would choose one that was fair, and those two would choose somebody between them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how they chose. It's kind of like what they do for corporations in the international agreements.
Yeah.
And the method we chose right now was basically to guarantee that we had white men on the court who would be racist, like what's his name, Canning. If I can suggest also that age limitations or term limits, Tenney was just on the court for 21 years when he came out with Dred Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how long you're on the court, it's the kind of people that get appointed to represent the special interests. So I think we should get rid of the current method of choosing Supreme Court and go with a new method.
Well, the problem is it's written into the Constitution. And by the way, Roger Taney pronounced his name as if there was a W in it. It was pronounced Taney. Just FYI, not to be too pedantic here.
I
thought you'd want to know.
His decision was just so awful, and it's just amazing that he was still in office all the way through the Civil War.
Yeah.
And he died 3 months before they proposed the 13th Amendment.
Yep.
And I read the 13th Amendment right now to say that there'd be no involuntary servitude for women, not only for blacks, but for all women. And I apply that to the abortion issue.
Oh, that's interesting. Certainly nobody has interpreted it that way, but I've heard that argument made before, and I think it's a reasonable one.
Thank you, Duane. Okay. That was a good one. Thank you very much. Kevin in Union, Oregon. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Oh, good morning, Tom. How are you doing today?
Good. Where's Union?
East near LeGrand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've not been out here.
It's in the hot area.
Yeah, okay, I get it. So what's on your mind today, Kevin?
Well, first I just want to say I love your AI music. I think it's great. I'm glad you guys started doing that.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like it. You know, what's so cool about it is that, you know, it used to be only musicians could make music, and now, you know, my wife can make music. Louise's, and she puts a hell of a lot of work into it, you know, mostly on the lyrics, but...
I want to see her put together a rap song.
She's got a couple, and they're coming.
Does she? Yeah. Oh, cool. All right. I can't wait for those.
Yeah, she was playing some rock and roll for me over the weekend, too.
Yeah, she's good at it. She does it really well, so it's great. I just wanted to talk about anyone out there who's thinking of voting for Kennedy. Or if you know someone who's thinking of voting for Kennedy, have them watch John Oliver's show from this weekend.
Okay.
It was so cool. He totally obliterated the House of Kennedy, just brick by brick, fact by fact.
Really?
About his sexual antics, his anti-vax, all the other crazy stuff he's involved in. And he did it all in Kennedy's own words and deeds. So it's just a bunch of facts. He put it all together. And I think if you can watch that and still say, oh, no, I'm voting for Kennedy, you got a problem.
Yeah, sounds like it. Okay, Kevin, thank you very much for that. I haven't watched John Oliver's show in a while, but I should dig it up. And because I love
him.
He does really well.
Watch the last couple at least, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
I'll do it. Kevin, thank you very much for the heads up. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls. Stay tuned. Welcome back, Karen. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets 5 areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, We're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. Yeah, it's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
When the streets are bustling around, we gather 'neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Victor in Salem, Oregon, listening to KTNF. Hey, Victor, what's up?
Hey, good work, Tom. I'm glad you're in service and remained, for decades.
Still vertical here, Victor. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just thinking that the market manipulation that we're seeing today because of the so-called 114,000 job report, when Trump
was
president,
144,000, but yeah.
When he had a month of 114,000 jobs created, the news media did somersaults because they were saying what a great job that Donald Trump was doing.
Yeah,
this is just a market manipulation because the money boys in the Republican Party realize that Donald Trump is going to lose. They're going to try to turn the herd by using this.
Well, it could be. If there is market manipulation going on, my guess would be that the reason is because the big boys, like you described, the people who have millions or billions of dollars to invest, they make their most money when the market goes down, and it's not selling short, although many of them do. But what's going on is these people are always they've always got a lot of cash in reserves. They may have half their money invested in the market, but they've also got a lot of their money just sitting in money markets or in CDs or in
or not CDs, but in treasuries and things like that that are you know, saleable.
Absolutely.
And so when the market goes down, that's the world's best buying opportunity. So if the market goes down, you know, I mean, the S&P right now for the month, for the last 30 days, I think it's down 11%, which is substantial. I mean, that's a technical correction. So if you buy into it right now and it goes back up to where it was, and it will over the next couple of months or certainly after the
election. Absolutely.
Then you just made an 11% return on your investment. And there's no way in the world you can make that by other means. So market drops, while they hurt, you know, small investors, or at least they make people, you know, give them dyspepsia around their 401ks, they are huge money-making opportunities for the big boys on Wall Street.
Yeah, but still, it is a scare tactic because they realize that Donald Trump is going to lose the election, and this is one last ditch effort to turn the herd away from Kamala Harris. American people, they look at the news media and they really exploit this market drop.
Yeah.
And that's the whole.
It could be, Victor. Although I doubt that, you know, the Japanese stock market dropping 11% in one day is you know, an attempt to unseat Biden and Harris, but I get your point, and I can't disagree with it. Victor, thank you. Glenn in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Yeah, I was just going to relate back to J.D. Vance's talking about families. Back in 1969, I was fresh out of the Army, had a high-level clearance. I had 6 years' experience, and I was turned down for two jobs because they said they didn't hire single men because they're irresponsible.
Really?
I said, being an Army sergeant and having a top secret clearance was not being irresponsible.
What year was that?
1969.
Wow. Things have changed.
Yeah, and I'm afraid Vance wants to bring that stuff back. And
you're right.
I'm a white guy. I'm not a minority of any type, so yeah. I was turned down. That changed my political thinking right there.
I wonder if there was a subtext to that, that the military was concerned that, you know, a single man might be gay and therefore a security risk. Do you think that might have something to do with it?
No, this is private industry that I was applying for.
Oh, well, they don't care.
Yeah, they turned me down. But, irresponsible because I'm single. Anyway, that's I'm afraid that Vance wants to bring this back.
Yeah.
And these Trump voters, young men driving pickup trucks, and they don't realize that what's going to happen if Vance gets back into power, that they're going to lose a lot of their extracurricular activities and fun that they think they're going to lose because what's going to happen. Anyway, I better shut up here.
I think you nailed it, Glenn. Glenn, thanks a lot for the call, and thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM there in Omaha, Nebraska. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and there's so many things you can do. So check out some of the, you know, go to Democrats.org, go to Indivisible.org, go to PDAmerica.whatever it is. There's just some great groups out there that you can sign up with and who are doing wonderful work. So tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. And thanks again for watching the program today, listening to the program today. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Brandy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll be talking to the Dane County Humane Society.
And we'll be giving away a couple of tickets for the Wisconsin Dells.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tropical Storm Debbie is still pounding parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.